الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم دیر ورس آف قرآن وذکر ہم بے ایام اللہ دیٹ او مائی پروفٹ ریمائنڈ دیز پیپل اباؤٹ دی بلیسڈ ڈیز سو دیر آر فیو ڈیز وچ ہیو سگنیفیکینس سم اسپیشل انسیڈنٹس ہیپن اینڈ دے ہیو دیئر ہسٹوریکل اینڈ ریلیجیس ویلیو Now, if we look at the Islamic calendar, then first month is the month of Muharram. It has a historic day, that is 10th of Muharram. On that, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was put into the fire by Namrud. And later on, Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also got martyred in the same date. But Muharram is the first month of Islamic calendar. And at the end, there is Zilhajj. Now Zilhajj has also a significant incident. On 10th of Zilhajjah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he slaughtered his son in the name of Allah subhanahu. Now look at this. In the beginning, a month which reminds us about the sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end, there is a month which sacrifices us to sacrifice ourselves or everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In between, there is the month of Rajab. Now this month of Rajab has again a significance. On 27th of this month, Rasulullah ﷺ, he went for Miraj to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there became two half. First one Muharram, last one Zilhajjah. In between is Rajab. Now the first half has again a significant day. That is called Rabiul Awwal. That Rasulullah ﷺ, he was born in that day. And the second half has also a significance because it has got the month of Ramadan. Today, we are lucky enough to have this good night, blessed night. It reminds us about the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why I would like to speak on this topic and explain it a little bit. But before just going on the subject, let me give a small summary of the background. When Rasulullah ﷺ, he presented Islam in front of the people of Makkah, then all of them almost became the enemy of Rasulullah ﷺ. Only few of them, they were there who accepted Islam in the beginning. And those who became enemy, then they started teasing Rasulullah. They gave him lot of pains, mental torture, physical pains, punishment to those people who accepted Islam. And day by day, they were just increasing in their enmity and resistance. Until a day came when they told Abu Talib that the son of your brother is saying something which is not acceptable to us. So we are going to have a social boycott with you. So they pushed the family of Rasulullah, the relatives, towards a valley which was called Shaybe Abi Talib. It was surrounded by mountains, a secluded place. So all of the family had to go there. And they had a social boycott. They made an agreement among different tribes that each one of us will observe the embargo put on these people. And they posted it on the wall of Kaaba. For 2 continuous years, Rasulullah ﷺ and his family had to bear all the hardships with kids. Even sometimes water was not available, food was not available. They had to remain hungry, thirsty. Even the children who were fed milk, they could not have milk. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you see the agreement written by these people, then might has eaten up all the paper except the name of Allah. Rasulullah sallam, he told his uncle, he talked to those people, and when they came there, they saw it was reality. The mite, it eaten up all the paper on which the agreement was written. Only the place where the word Allah was written, it was preserved. So then the kuffar, they had to accept, yes, no, we just take away our agreement and you people can come out. Then the Sultan, he started again living in the same house and same place. But these people, they used to make planning from time to time, how to tease these people. Until a time came when they all joined up, got together, made a plan, and came to Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and told him that ask Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if he wants money, wealth, finance, whatever amount he can tell us, we are willing to pay him, but he should stop telling whatever he is telling the people. And if he wants to become our leader, okay, we are going to accept him as our leader. And if he wants to make nikah, to marry some young, beautiful girl of Makkah, whatever choice he makes, we are willing to get him married. But only one condition is from us, that he should stop inviting the people towards a new religion. Then uncle of Rasulullah ﷺ, he called him and he said that I have been told this and this. Oh my nephew, don't put a load on my shoulder which is difficult for me to bear. But Rasulullah ﷺ, he stood up and he said that, oh uncle, if they people put the moon on my one hand and the sun on the other hand, still I will not stop conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the steadfastness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then the people of Makkah, they said, okay, from us there is simple word no to hear this invitation. Then Rasulullah, he thought, what should I do? But in the meantime, Abu Talib, he also expired. When he died, now these people became more brave, more open, and they started punishing the Muslims openly. A point came when Rasulullah, he decided that
these are relative from my father's side. Let me go to those relatives who are from my maternal side. So Halima Saadia, she was from a tribe, Banu Saad, and they used to live near Taif. And in Taif, the maternal uncle of Rasulullah used to live there. A remote relationship with them. So Rasulullah, he thought, let me go to the people of Taif and invite them towards Islam. Maybe they accept my invitation. So a day came when Rasulullah, he went to Taif. He presented Islam in the big three leaders, but all of them refused it. They denied. They said, we are not going to accept that you are the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing more, they said, not only we are going to deny this message, we are going to tell you, you cannot stay in our city, in our village. You have to just go away. So Rasulullah was tired. He was alone. He wanted to eat and drink. And it was against the custom of those people that if there is some guest, so they should misbehave like this. But they made a decision. You have to go out. And what they did? They ordered their youngsters to follow Rasulullah until he goes away from the city. And these youngsters, they started throwing stones toward Rasulullah. The Prophet of Allah, he got wounded. They tried to humiliate as much as they could do. So Rasulullah, when he came out of the city, he was feeling lonely. Because the relatives of the father's side did not cooperate, and the relatives of the mother's side also did not cooperate. He was feeling lonely. He just sat down near a garden of grapes, where he was presented grapes to eat. Then he made dua that, oh Allah, I am alone and I tell you that I am very weak, but if you are not angry with me, I don't bother for anything. And if you are angry, then everyone has to make effort to make you happy until you become happy.